Okay.
It's two guys with a spoon, just a bowl and a spoon. The review is cereals for you. What is Scott gonna say? What's Andrew gonna say? Will their cereals be good or just okay? It's two guys with a spoon, just a bowl and a spoon. They'll be arguing about breakfast food when they do their reviews, ready with bowls and spoons, and you'll get to hear them slurp at you.
Welcome to Serial Killers.
Hi.
You know why I played that?
Why?
That's the Jonas Brothers there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, we just saw them. I guess it's a couple of weeks ago at this point at Jones Beach.
Oh, did you contact Greg?
I did. And
nice.
Our friend Poop McGee, I saw him standing on stage and I texted him and we did like one of these to each other because we saw each other in the crowd.
Oh, so you got some tickets.
I did get some tickets. Well, see, this was the first concert that my 13-year-old daughter went to with her friends.
Fine.
And we were not letting them go by themselves, so we got tickets and we went to the show too.
Nice.
Anyway, so that's why I played that. Welcome to Serial Killers. This is episode 201. Today is Monday, October 15th.
Great.
It's almost Halloween time.
Spooky season.
And I mentioned that because we've pretty much done all the Halloween cereals that there are, except one, Andrew.
Is it the Reese's Bats?
No, we did that last year. They're all the same ones. All the same ones pretty much are back again. There's the Cap'n Crunch that turns green. They changed the box art, but the cereals are all the same, so we don't redo them.
Oh, I didn't know we did Reese's Bats. My mom bought us a box.
Hilarious. There's also Reese's Bunnies at Easter time.
Oh, that's nice.
But look, this one is apparently out in the wild somewhere. I haven't seen it yet. It's Kooky Cocoa Krispies.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Somebody tagged us on that in Instagram and was like, get your cereal game up.
Well, I know, but I can't find it. I'm actually going to go searching today because next week really is the last episode before Halloween. So if we're going to do this one, we have to do it next week.
Okay.
Marshmallows that look
what
like...
What do you mean?
Ghosts
we
and
don't
nest.
Record this early.
No, but it just has to air next week.
Yeah.
It can't air after Halloween because that'd be like silly.
No.
So this is going to be another all listener supplied cereal episode.
Okay.
And the first one comes from overseas.
Ooh.
Oh, wait a minute. We have that thing, right?
Serial Killers International.
I should have been prepared.
Well,
I wasn't.
Add it to the checklist. Comments and complaints.
Well, I mean, should I play it at this point or?
I mean, it's.
Oh, there it is.
Serial Killers International.
Didn't you say you labeled everything CK?
I did. That one says CK, but it was expired. I have to unexpire some of these things. It's technical stuff. I'll get to it.
Why don't you just get the thing that Scary has? He has a board that you just press the buttons, and that's it.
I've been through this with you before, Andrew. That's because that show was on the air at the time. I can't pull that up right now because it'll mess up the show that's on the air. I'll explain later.
Something tells me Jeff could fix this.
Okay. Anyway, our friend Nicole, she's from North Plainfield, New Jersey.
Okay.
But she now lives in Scotland.
Oh, nice.
So she sent this cereal from Scotland.
Oh, is that your Scottish accent?
Yeah. And I'm wearing a kilt today. You can't see it because it's just underneath the thing.
So you're wearing pants and a kilt?
Yeah.
That seems very impractical.
I'm wearing a kilt underneath my pants.
Okay.
So I guess this must still be a thing over there in England or Scotland or those UK countries.
Okay.
Places. I'm going to grab it, Andrew.
Is it muesli?
No, it's not. It's Baby Shark doo 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 doo. Baby Shark doo 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 doo.
We did Baby Shark.
We did, but not this one, Andrew. This one is toffee flavor.
Oh my God, I love toffee. It's going to be great. I love it. Smashing. I love it. I love it.
But I don't like how they spell it with the U. It's flavor.
Yeah, that's like neighborhood.
Yeah,
they do that too.
The box did come a little busted up, but it's okay. I'm sure it'll still taste
good. Oh, I'm so happy to hear. Oh, it came right across the pond.
I'm excited for this, but I guess Baby Shark is still, like if they're putting out new Baby Shark cereals, it must maybe been a little bit delayed getting to other parts of the world.
I got to bring this to my godchild, Tiana.
Okay, you're welcome
she
to take it.
She sings Baby Shark like... I babysat her, and when I was putting her to bed, she, like, you have to sit by her for a little bit before she finally goes, and as she's going to sleep, she was like, Baby Shark, do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do. She knows the whole thing. It's adorable.
I have to say that the boxes overseas are a little bit flimsier than our boxes here in the
U.S. It's a flimsy, flimsy box.
It is. Spot the difference. I'm not going to play the game, but they have a nice spot the difference game on the back for
great.
The kiddies. And I can't really understand the nutrition facts because it's all in grams and stuff like that. or milligrams or well, they do that here too, don't they? Yeah, grams of fat. They do. But it's in metric. I don't know what I'm saying. It just looks different.
How many stones is it?
Stones?
Yeah, that's how instead of take like when they take weight,
yeah.
They don't do it by like kilos or anything. They do it by stone. So like one stone is equal to 14 pounds.
What's a quid?
Quid is their currency.
Oh. Apparently this particular box goes to the UK and Ireland.
Okay.
Because it has the little markings on the side.
Yeah, stone is how they do like their weight. So you could be one stone like something pounds, but otherwise, yeah, they do it.
How much
that.
Does a stone weigh?
I just said 14 pounds.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Oh. Okay. So you brought us the whole milk today, Andrew. That's fine.
Well, yeah, that's the only thing that's available at the bodega by my house.
Was it sitting in the water?
No,
again?
They actually have a refrigerated thing. It's not like the bodega here.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is not widely available, obviously.
Oh, this
but
smells great.
We're doing it because Nicole sent it to us.
I will say the shark is not a shark. There's no fin. It's just a fish.
They look like goldfish.
Yeah.
Yeah, crackers. They curved a little bit, though. Here you go. Ready?
Mmm!
It's pretty good. It's lightly sweetened.
Mm.
It's not overly, you know, tastes a little bit like a Heath bar.
Absolutely yeah. Smashing. I love it.
Is that how they talk in Scotland? That's more English or British, isn't it?
Mmm.
Well, the good thing is, it's also high in fiber.
Oi, no... this is delicious. I love it.
You sound like Roy from Ted Lasso.
Oi.
And there's no artificial colors or flavors.
I'm giving this four bowls and a spoon. This is shark-tastic.
Okay, if I said that, there'd be trouble.
Why?
Well, because you don't like when I say dumb stuff like that.
Shark-tastic?
Yeah, but that doesn't really even mean anything. I get it.
You know what I should have said?
What? Fantastic.
Damn it, you took it from me.
Nice. This almost reminds me of the little Gerber things. The little Gerber snacks and that
yes.
thing, the puffs.
Yep.
It's almost like that. I'm going to give it three bowls and a spoon. It's
four
pretty,
bowls and a spoon.
It's
I love
okay.
it. It's lightly sweetened. It's like just enough to tide you over. It's not being too sweet nor too bland. I like that.
There should be starfish marshmallows in here, though.
No, that would make it overly sweet, and I wouldn't be a fan.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Nicole. I want to send her a Serial Killers t-shirt for sending us the cereal, but that's going to be expensive to send it to Scotland.
It might get stuck in customs.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. We'll try. Otherwise, I'll send it to your parents' house in Jersey.
This mic is disgusting.
Well, I don't use that mic.
Look at this.
There's cereal spittle on there.
Ugh. There's like a dust. There's just dust all over it. Ugh.
People are gross.
Yeah.
This one is from Juan Vasquez. He's also from New Jersey.
I didn't know. Juan is one of our biggest supporters on Twitter.
Yeah.
Where you could follow us at Serial Killers PC.
Yes, please.
He always tweets us. So it's nice that he sent us a cereal.
I don't know what it is. He said it's something we haven't had before.
Great.
Let's check it out.
Let's do it.
Serial Killers and the Morning Show. Oh, there's a whole note.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if I could read this whole thing. It's giant. Oh, no, it's not. Dear Serial Killers, hope this letter finds you well, my friend. I found this cereal in a little Brooklyn store. I was working for three hotels, and this was the only store for blah, 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 blah. For bowl chat, maybe Andrew can put the topics in a bowl, and Scott can ask him what's in the bowl. Andy, LOL. Good work.
Oh,
okay.
I love that.
I don't know what the hell this is. It's called Start Jolly Roger.
What?
I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. It's in a different language. I have no idea. Oh, hold on. I guess I have to play this again.
Serial Killers International.
Is it in Spanish?
No. It's, no.
Can I see?
Yeah, look.
Oh, yeah, that's like,
Is it Arabic? No.
No, I would think, like, it looks almost Russian.
There's so many different languages on this box. I don't
I'm
know where
to Google this really quick. I think it looks Russian.
Oh, it's a product of Ukraine, so you're pretty right.
Yeah.
Good job there.
Bam.
Jolly Roger Instant Cereal Breakfast, it's called.
I'm breaking out all the accents in this episode. Yes, this is called Start Jolly Roger. It's a great cereal that everybody in Ukraine loves.
But wait, it's skulls and bones.
Yeah, it's the pirate. The pirate of the Caribbean.
So, pirate. Is this like the fake Captain Crunch?
It's not fake. Jolly Roger came first.
Okay.
And you better start
I'm not gonna
pouring
argue.
The cereal. Thank
I will.
You.
My problem is, I want to do the maize on the back, but they covered it with the American nutrition fact. So now I can't do it.
Clumsy Americans. Yes. Put sticker on box.
All right. Oh, it was $2.99.
A little pricier than we have it at home, but you know.
Very, very clear packaging.
Yes.
I see skulls and skulls and bones. It looks like maybe a chocolate and vanilla cereal. Is that possible?
I can't read it. I think so.
Thank you, Juan, for thinking of us.
Absolutely. I appreciate you.
So far, we pretty much have done two cereals today that nobody can buy.
Eh, what are you going to do? Are you... Okay.
These are big bones.
They're big boned.
Yes. Ugh. All right. Jolly Roger. That's a movie or something? Or a
yes,
character?
Yes, Jolly Roger. Famous movie in Ukraine.
Okay.
Everybody love it.
There used to be an amusement park by me called the Jolly Roger a long, long time ago.
Jolly Roger, famous pirate. Yeah.
All right. You ready?
This, okay,
they're big.
I gotta take a quick second.
The pieces are big.
Absolutely not with
and
this
frightening.
One. Look at this. That is gigantic.
Yeah, it's a big old skull.
Like, to scale, that's too big. Wait, is there any marshmallow?
No, it's just pieces.
Oh, I thought they were marshmallows.
Ready? I'm kind of frightened, but here we go. It has that weird, like, overseas grain taste, if that makes sense. The chocolate's good.
Yeah, I don't mind this.
Hmm.
This is quite all right. I like the taste. It's good.
The taste is good. The pieces are a little bit too big for my liking.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time fitting these big things in my mouth.
That's a bingo.
It's all right. Three bowls and a spoon.
Yeah, I give it the same.
Start, I'm guessing, is the cereal company.
Yeah.
So maybe they make other things. We should look that up.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to say this. Ha, Octopobi. I don't know what that means. And there's letters that really aren't letters, so I don't know how to pronounce them. Anyway, thank you so much, Juan.
Thank you, Juan.
That's really cool of you.
Yeah.
And if you find a cereal at a random bodega in Brooklyn that you have never heard of before, please send it to us. We'll send you a shirt.
Mm.
Oh, my. That means we have to already send out two shirts today.
Yeah.
We're cutting into our profit margin, Andy.
Yeah.
Not that anybody's been buying them. If you go to serialkillerspc.com, you can check out our Serial Killers t-shirts that are for sale just for a limited time only.
Well, maybe we should actually use our social media to promote that.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
Okay. That's why you're the millennial, Andrew.
Yeah.
I don't think that way.
Yeah. If you go to https://www.serialkillerspc.com, you have to click a tab and it'll take you to buy a shirt.
So this box came from Kristen in Huntingdon, Pennsylvania.
Where?
Huntingdon.
Huntingdon.
Well, like where I live, there's a Huntington with a
yeah.
T, but this says Huntingdon. So I don't know where in Pennsylvania that is. She was so sweet, sent us a whole box of stuff.
Oh, nice.
Most of it we've already done.
Okay.
And I feel bad.
Well, food bank.
We did the safe and fair. I know we did some safe and fair. Did we do the safe and fair Honeycrisp apple pie? You want to check? Can you check that?
Oh, that would be nice.
You know? Yeah. Scott has been working diligently on the website, and I must tell you how much we appreciate Other Scott.
Yeah, he's
because
the best.
We do have text conversations outside the show, and he's doing lots of great things for us.
Newman's my favorite.
He's a good guy. So check out Honeycrisp apple pie from State. Well, actually, just go to Safe and Fair in the drop-down menu. Unfortunately, we did do the bakery on Main, and we're still waiting on them to send
safe
us some more stuff.
Safe and Fair. We've only done birthday cake granola.
That's it?
Yeah.
We had tons of stuff from them.
I don't know what you want me to say.
All right. Well, then, okay. No problem. Thank you so much, Kristen. We're going to do that one next week. But the one I want to do this week was also sent to us in the Jamie Moon box.
Okay.
But I'm going to give Kristen the credit on this one.
Oh, God. It's, not
oh, wait
Cliff
a minute.
Bar.
Hold on a second. We can't do two new cereals in one week.
Oh, okay.
Then again, you know what? We can, because this is a new cereal that can be obtained by people.
Okay.
So let's do that. It's another Cliff cereal. This one is honey and peanut butter. All right.
Okay.
Most of these kind of mimic the bars. This one I think is going to be good. 40% less sugar than leading cereal brands. Again, don't know what that means.
I don't think we've ever liked a Cliff Bar cereal.
I think there was one that we did.
Let me check. Cliff. Yeah, there was one. Cliff cereal, blueberry, and almond butter.
Okay.
Oh, that was...
Oh, that's right. I remember that one.
Yeah, that was from our episode 195, Boiled Hot Dogs. You can listen to it where all podcasts are provided.
Who names
episode
these
195.
Things? Seriously.
I thought I was clever with my Bowl Chat title a couple weeks ago, because it was Bowl Chat, and then it was Bowl chat.
I did like that.
That was...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The fun never ends.
I haven't watched any of the videos in a while. I have to check them out.
Yeah, they're on YouTube.com.
Yes.
https://YouTube.
That's how it used to be, remember?
Yeah. You just have to get the address specifically right.
I gotta tell you, it looks like there might be pistachio nuts in here. Is that possible?
Oh, wow.
I see something green.
Thank you.
I hope it's a pistachio. You're welcome. Organic grain flakes, granola clusters, real peanut butter, and whole peanuts.
Ooh, it smells good.
I don't see anything about pistachios, but there was something green in my cup.
Ready? One, two, three.
I tell you, whatever that peanut is coated in, I like it.
I don't even know if I got a peanut. Oh, there they are.
It's good. It tastes like you're eating peanut butter. There's a lot going on in here with the flakes and the granolas and the peanuts and the things.
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
I like the taste.
I don't.
It actually tastes like a broken up, crispy Clif Bar.
Yeah, maybe that's why I'm not a fan.
Hmm.
This gets two bowls for me.
For a healthy Earth cereal, it's good. I'm going to give it four bowls.
I'm not a big fan.
Hmm.
It just is doing a lot of nothing for me, if I'm just being honest.
Well, I'm a peanut butter fan.
Yeah.
And... this is like honey peanut butter, which is my favorite kind of peanut butter. And it seems like that's what the peanuts are coated in. And I really like it. Four bowls.
I will say I also ate pizza yesterday and it was a little hot.
Oh, you
so
burned
the roof
of
my mouth?
Got
so
it.
As I'm eating the cereal, it's like small daggers are slowly killing me.
Oh, well, that's good to know because, sorry, Kristen also sent us Cap'n Crunch treat bars. Even though it's not cereal, it'll cut the roof of your mouth up. So you can have one of these too.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wait, we're having that now?
No, I'm just going to give you one.
We should save that for Bowl Chat. We could snack on things during Bowl Chat.
Good. You know what? Listen to Bowl Chat. We'll snack on things.
Yay!
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to Serial Killers.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure providing you this great content.
It's now time to send our international folks home. Goodbye! Cheerio! Have a good day, everybody!
Thank you. Adios. Oh, that wasn't one of them?
No.
Well, people know that means goodbye. Please follow us on all social platforms, SerialKillersPC.com. We will keep you up to date on the latest serial findings.
Yes, that's where you could check out the Hall of Fame, our five bowls that we both gave them cereals, and every cereal that we have ever tried. We just recently passed 600 cereals.
That's what I heard. Congratulations, Andrew.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I was
amazing.
Trying to figure out how that was possible, but in the early days, we only did two per episode.
200 episodes, 600 cereals, 30 pounds gained between the two of us.
Yes. I mean, we have to be up like 610 by now.
Yeah, at least.
My 600 cereal
episode
life.
Cereal podcast.
Sure, exactly. All right, thanks for listening. We will see you on Wednesday with an all-new Bowl Chat. And next Monday, hopefully, we'll have those kooky Cocoa Krispies for you.
Oh, and what's that smell? Oh, fun things in the works.
Oh, that. Okay. Take care now. Until
Bye.
We see you again, say crunch, Andrew.
Crunch!
Crunch!
All righty, then.
What was that smell?
I don't know. Could it have been a candle from Wax Cabin?
Ooh.
Who knows?
Stay tuned, dude.
Stay tuned. Okay, gotta go. Bye.